Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Big tech is big time cutting people. Here's CBS's Michael George.
Alphabet, the parent company of Google, is cutting 12,000 jobs, about 6% of its workforce. Microsoft announced earlier this week it's laying off 10,000 workers, or nearly 5% of its workforce. Amazon has said it's cutting 18,000 jobs. And Meta, the parent company of Facebook, announced it's laying off 11,000 positions.
T-Mobile has been hacked, our Steve Futterman reports.
The massive data breach allowed hackers to access personal information from 37 million T-Mobile customers. Among the personal information hackers are likely to have had access to birth dates, phone numbers, and addresses.
Some Tesla investors are suing Elon Musk over his tweets from 2018 when he claimed he had the money to take the company private. Shareholders say they lost billions because it never happened. Business law professor Jill Fish.
Materiality is basically how important were Musk's tweets to a reasonable investor. That's a fact question. And in his earlier ruling, Judge Chen explicitly said he wasn't deciding that issue.
L.A. police are being sued for $50 million by the family of a black man who went into cardiac arrest and died after he was tased. Attorney Carl Douglas.
Unable to handcuff an unarmed man without having to taser him six separate times.
The U.S. is broke, and the president's now trying to negotiate with House Republicans to raise the debt limit. Global economist Megan Green.
If we were to actually go ahead and default on our debt, that would be catastrophic for U.S. and global markets, actually, and could push us into recession if we aren't already in one already.
Tomorrow marks 50 years since the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling. Correspondent Wendy Gillette with more.
January 22nd used to be a day of celebration for pro-abortion rights activists, marking the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision. But 50 years later, that ruling no longer stands after the high court overturned it in June. Kate Smith is Planned Parenthood's senior director of news content.
Overturning Roe versus Wade was kind of the most devastating blow to sexual and reproductive health care access in the country in our history.
NFL playoffs kick off today. That means many of you are trying to plan your Super Bowl spread already. So what's the most popular game day snack across the country? It's not wings anymore. A new poll found more people search for meatball recipes than others. Wings are still popular, though, topping searches in seven states, including Illinois, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Ohio, New York, and Maryland. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IAmHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Reishi Tea, an independently owned Milwaukee company inspired by tradition. Warm up at Family Natural Foods.
And greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We are here primarily to encourage you and to help you understand how you can change your lifestyle choices to have better health. No one outside of you and I are responsible for our health. Our health is decided by the choices we make. Every day we make choices. And those choices can be for good or for bad. Good health or bad health. The doctor doesn't decide your health. The doctor doesn't change your health. And if you change your choices and you change your health, you're going to be much, much healthier and you will not have the diseases that many people are currently treating with drugs prescribed by their physicians. You may get off all your drugs. You may not need a prescription. The best prescription for you and for me, and for everyone, to choose a healthy, low-carb diet. Sugar is one of the most harmful substances to our health. And we are consuming very large quantities of sugar in the American diet. Carbohydrates, like bread, pasta, cakes, cookies, crackers, anything made from a grain or a flour of the grain is another source of carbohydrates and sugar. Carbohydrates convert into sugar in the body to be metabolized and used for energy. But there's only a certain amount of carbohydrates that we need. And the American diet and the American population is consuming way over the level of necessary carbohydrates. So when the body converts all those carbohydrates to sugar, we can't use all that sugar for energy. It's like going to the gas station and putting the nozzle of the hose in your gas tank. And when it gets full, you just keep filling it. Well, you're going to have a mess. And that's what we have. We have a mess of diseases caused by the increased level of sugar. Sugar causes a huge problem with insulin, and insulin is no longer able to metabolize the sugar and shuttle the sugar into the cells for energy. So the only thing it knows what to do with that sugar is to convert it to fat and store it in all your cells. So the more sugar, the more carbohydrates, the fatter you become. Fat does not cause you to be fat. Sugar does. Carbohydrates do. If you want to get lean and slim, eat fat. Eat fat to get lean and slim. A moderate amount of protein, lots of fats, and very low carbohydrates. Now, when I say fats, I mean good, healthy fats, not the vegetable kinds of oils, not the safflower seed oil or the sunflower seed oil or the corn oil or the soybean oil. All those oils contain very high concentrations of omega-6 fatty acids, which not only make you fat, but increases substantially your inflammation. Omega-6 causes inflammation. So use olive oil, the best choice, the premier choice of oil. You know, we like to see studies done on a certain ingredient. Well, in the Mediterranean countries, they consume large quantities of olive oil. So this is a great test, a testimonial to olive oil. They drink huge quantities of olive oil. Yes, drink 2-3 shot glasses full every day, primarily in the morning on an empty stomach. It's a medicine for them. And they have far less diseases than we do in the U.S. They have less cardiovascular disease, less heart attacks, less stroke, less cancer. And olive oil is the premier ingredient in the Mediterranean diet, along with wine. Now, it's not necessary to drink wine if you don't like wine, or you should not drink wine. Well, then you can take an ingredient called grape seed extract, which are the seeds of the grape that do not go into the white wine. So there's a lot of seeds left over when they produce white wine. So there are Chardonnay grapes, and the seeds of those grapes contain the same kind of compounds as wine. The French paradox, they ate a lot of fat. Eggs, cream, butter, duck fat, foie gras. Love it. But they drink wine almost at every meal. Wine is part of their meal. And it is a good addition to a healthy lifestyle. 1 or 2 glasses a day for men, 1 glass a day for women. But they actually, almost every French meal contains a glass of wine, and sometimes more in between meals. Wine is a very good, healthy addition to a healthy lifestyle, and olive oil. So these choices and the level of exercise, you don't have to run marathons. In fact, marathons are not healthy. They should be labeled as a sport. Just get out and walk. You don't need to run. You can use kettlebells as a form of exercise. Stationary bicycle, treadmill, swimming. They're all forms of movement, and that's what we need. Move, move, move. You don't find the people in the Mediterranean countries exercising, but they're always moving. They're always working. So these are the choices we can make for a better, healthy lifestyle. So you'll find us here every Saturday and Sunday morning, 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. And you should go to our website if you'd like more information. Then you will get on the radio show, terrytalksnutrition.com. There on my website, you can find my radio show, and you can listen to the past radio shows, and you can ask me your question if you like. I used to get back to everybody within a few days. Now it's multiple weeks because I am overwhelmed with questions from people like you, and I love it. So if you have a question, you can write to me through my website. Go to the section where it says Ask Terry, and it'll give you a place where you can jot down your question. You can also subscribe to my newsletter. Every Friday, my newsletter goes out to your email address. The radio show, as well as the newsletters, are archived there for your enjoyment. You can read any ones you want. If you're looking for a specific condition or ingredient, you can go to the search section of the e-newsletter, write in, what you're looking for, and 3, 4, 5 newsletters will come up that have addressed some information on that ingredient or question. And you can also bring up the radio show anytime you want and listen at your convenience. And then you can follow me on Facebook. Also, we have a YouTube channel, And my channel is youtube.com/Terry Talks Nutrition. And you can also listen and watch the Terry and Dr. Lynn show on the TerryTalksNutrition.com website, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Player FM, Audible, Deezer, and Podcast Addict. We are everywhere. You can't miss us. So follow us. I have over 300,000 listeners. Not listeners, but followers. And I have about 30,000 listeners to the radio show. So people are interested. They're out there looking for answers. And we're trying to bring you answers every week. You may not even think of the question, but you'll say, oh, that's something I was thinking about. Well, today we're going to talk about your daily multiple. And I'm going to talk to you about your herb of the day, or of the week, I guess I would say. It's called berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E, berberine. Natural leaf for clogged noses. And everyone needs more olive oil. You can't drink too much olive oil. And here is a miracle brain booster. And then heartburn relief. What about a vitamin B12 deficiency? And vitamin D helps brain function better. Now, do you need a resolution for 2023? It's still time. It's never too late to set a goal or come up with a resolution. It may not be at the beginning of the month, January 1st, 2023, but I'll give you one. Always, always take a daily multiple. But now, don't take a daily, one a day, multiple. Why? Because there is not enough nutrients of the vitamins and minerals in a one pill or one capsule daily. Impossible. Now, you can put all those vitamins and minerals in a daily vitamin, but they're in such a small, insignificant dosage that they will do you no value. They'll provide no value. In order to get all the vitamins and minerals in meaningful levels that comply with what the body requires for good nutrition in vitamins and minerals, it takes at least 2, if not 4, tablets or capsules daily. Now, you may not want to do that, but I'm just calling your attention to it. I don't, you know, you're not going to bother me if you don't want to. You're not going to bother me if you want a one a day. But a one a day is not enough. One tablet daily will never provide you with all the nutrition you need for the vitamins and minerals. I've looked at the daily vitamins, the one-a-days. Just by sheer volume, you can't take all that nutrition and get by with it in one tablet daily. So you need 2 to 4 tablets to be able to have the room, the volume, to put all the nutrients in those tablets and capsules in a meaningful level. Now, I can get all the vitamins and minerals in a daily, but not enough to feed a mouse. I've seen dailies on store shelves. And you can use it if you want. But we need, for example, about 1,000 milligrams, catch that, 1,000 milligrams of calcium. We need magnesium, one of the most critical minerals to support the heart, the nervous system, tremors, tics, cramps, and for your heart. And we need at least 420 milligrams for a man. We need about 320 milligrams for a woman. Now, 1,000 milligrams of calcium daily, 400 milligrams of magnesium daily. Now, I picked up a daily one a day in a health food store and looked at it, and it had 25 milligrams of calcium and 10 milligrams of magnesium. Why? Because you can't put all that in one tablet. So they just sprinkle some dust in a one a day and list it on the label, because unfortunately they know you don't really know how much you should take. They're fooling you. Now, I want you to have good health. I'm not fooling you. You can't get by on a one a day. But there are benefits that you should really consider with a multiple. Here are some results of studies on the use of a multivitamin and mineral supplement. In over 2,000 adults, ages 65 and over, taking a daily multiple and vitamin and mineral supplement for 3 years was associated with a 60% decline, slowing of cognitive aging. That means that you kept your faculties, your mental faculties, much longer. You were smarter, you had more intelligence, you had more ability to learn skills, memory, focus, concentration. And in an analysis of nutritional intake in over 10,000 people, frequently taking a daily multivitamin and mineral supplement, was associated with a 76% reduction of risk in nutrient deficiency. And you know that most of our current so-called diseases today are based on a lack of nutrients. I'll give you an example. Most of the deaths during COVID-19 and most of the highly inflamed infection in individuals with COVID-19 were due to a lack of zinc. There were studies that showed that when ventilators were used on a patient and they were deficient in zinc, the risk of death was almost assured. Zinc is one of the most powerful minerals to support immune function. To me, that is the best vaccine you can possibly get. Zinc. Zinc will protect you and your immune system and produce the function of the thymus gland, which is a controlling function of the immune system that produces thymulin, which is the hormone from the thymus gland, and it's all based on zinc. Zinc is a very powerful antioxidant. It's a very powerful nutrient to support a healthy, optimal functioning immune system. And when we're deficient in zinc, the risk of COVID-19 or any infection, viral, bacterial, or fungal infection, is due to the lack of zinc. There's also other nutrients that I like to use besides zinc, like vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D, and selenium. That is the group of nutrients that has the greatest impact on a optimal functioning immune system. But zinc, and there are over 2 billion, that's with a B, 2 billion people deficient in zinc worldwide, particularly in China and in Northern Europe and in various sections of the United States. If you have a well-functioning immune system, you will not get sick. You will not get a virus. The immune system there is there in your body to protect you against the foreign invasion of a virus, bacteria, or fungal infection. When we don't get enough zinc, then we cannot have a well-functioning immune system to protect the body. So all this comes in a proper vitamin and mineral supplement that is one that has the highest level of nutrients. But it comes with having to take 2 to 4 tablets or capsules a day, not one. You just can't put enough people in it. Now, it's like kind of like, you know, the Mercedes-Benz smart car? Well, you can barely fit 2 people in it. Well, you're not going to pull up to a hotel curb where you're going to pick up a tour of 100 people with a smart car. You need a bus that has plenty of seating arrangements, a seating room, where you have room. A one pill, one capsule daily does not give you the room to pack in all those vitamins and minerals in the level of nutrients that your body requires to be healthy. But one a day does not ever do it. And you will do better. In fact, older men taking a daily multivitamin and mineral supplement reduce their risk of cancer by almost 10%. In fact, versus those not taking a vitamin supplement. It does pay. It pays to take a vitamin and mineral supplement. And especially now, because of the way our food is growing today and the American diet, and this vitamin supplement does not give you the right to eat badly. It just fills in the gap of where even the best food today does not reach. So look for a good supplement, 2 to 4 tablets daily or capsules daily. So really, dosage is more than one per day. And I do not prefer gummies. All that sugar, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and you want one that contains a full range of vitamins and minerals at more, much more than 100% of the RDA. The RDA, the required daily amount, is what you need to prevent a full-blown nutrient deficiency, but not what you need for optimal health. Nutrients are for everyone. They don't change. So you don't need an age or gender-specific formula. Nutrients in their optimal forms of absorption and efficacy, the active forms of the B vitamins and chelated minerals. This is what you need to be healthy. Now, we're pretty close to the time to take a break. But we are going to be going into talking about one of the most powerful new herbs. And it's not new. It's been around for thousands of years. But maybe new to our ears. Maybe we have not heard of it before. So I want to bring your attention to berberine. B like in boy, E-R. B like in boy, E-R-I-N-E. Berberine. What is berberine? And what are the many benefits of berberine? You know, plants, to me, we need vitamins and minerals. You can't live without them. You can live without plants. Because there are plants that have been grown around the world, but are not in your location. Berberine is an alkaloid that comes from a plant that grows in America. But I love andrographis. I love curcumin. But they're not necessarily grown in the local area. Just because we have the ability to transport herbs across the world, we have access to them. But we don't need them. They are very powerful natural alternative medicines. And I use them all the time. And I think we should use them all the time instead of drugs. But we can't live without vitamins and minerals. They come first. I'm going to come back. We'll talk about the many benefits of berberine right after these messages. Stay tuned. Come back. This is Terry, TalksNutrition.com. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with our second portion of the program, Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here to the top of the hour. We're here to share with you more information. And as we went into the commercial break, I mentioned berberine. What is berberine? Well, it's a very effective and very powerful medicinal compound found in a variety of plants, like barberry, like Oregon grape, like golden seal. It's a very, very deep yellow color. It's an alkaloid, but it is very difficult to be absorbed systemically. As we ingest it, swallow it, it's very difficult to be absorbed out of the intestinal tract, across the barrier between the intestinal tract and the bloodstream. We want it to enter the blood. That's the only way it can circulate and provide benefits to the individual cells. So it's very difficult to be absorbed. It's been estimated that less than 2% of the barberry that is consumed will be delivered to the blood and circulate throughout the body. Now, it's best known for treating metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is made up of five different symptoms, like obesity, type 2 diabetes, blood pressure, increased blood pressure, high triglycerides. These are all related to one another in a compound, or I should say a complex, called the metabolic syndrome. Now, it's also best known for lowering blood sugar in patients with type 2 diabetes. Now, listen to these numbers. They're better than a drug for treating type 2 diabetes. The fasting blood sugar is decreased by 26%. The A1C levels is lowered by 18%. and lowers blood sugar overall in patients with type 2 diabetes. It also has an 18% reduction in triglycerides. Triglycerides are most damaging to the heart. It is a fat that is primarily made from sugar and carbohydrates. Cholesterol is not our enemy, it's our friend. I would never suggest lowering cholesterol. But the most damaging effects to the heart are the triglycerides. Lower the triglycerides for better heart health. And effectively, berberine lowers blood pressure. And here's some studies that I ran across that I thought I would share with you. Most recently studied for its effects against cancer. It reduced lung cancer cell replication by up to 30%. It decreased the activity of proteins that stimulate cancer spreading, metastasizing, by 50%. In a previous study, berberine reduced lung cancer tumor size by 74%. And a new study just released, not yet published, a combination of berberine along with chemotherapeutic drugs was much more effective than just the drug by itself. Berberine is something I think most people should take every day. This is a natural medicine. So how do you use it? Well, according to all the standard studies, the standard dosage was 500 milligrams three times daily, 1,500 milligrams. But because it is so limited in its ability to be absorbed systemically, very poor bioavailability, and very poor blood solubility. Very, very difficult to be absorbed. So scientists have worked looking for a way to increase the absorption. It's not how much you take. It's how much you absorb into your blood, which then has the ability to circulate throughout all of your cells and deliver the nutrients or the medicine to your cellular level. So research in Germany with a substance called gamma cyclodextrin, actually, which is a starch from a plant. It's all natural, not synthetic. And when you consume it, it has no calories and it's not absorbed in the body. But what it acts like, a delivery system, a transport system to deliver a higher concentration of berberine or any other substance that is complex to gamma cyclodextrin in a much more effective way, in a bioenhanced form. So berberine with a gamma cyclodextrin formulation showed triple the effects versus standard berberine and 9 times better absorbed than berberine on its own. So when the studies were done, they used 1,500 milligrams. Now there is available from Germany a 250 milligram capsule of berberine complex combined with gamma cyclodextrin, which is absorbed up to 9 times greater. So, you know, that's almost 2,500 milligrams. because the 250 milligrams now is more bio-enhanced, has a greater ability to be absorbed systemically than the 1,500 milligram. And it's water-soluble, easier to be absorbed. So look for berberine that is complex to gamma, G-A-M-M-A, gamma, cyclodextrin, C-Y-C, L-O-D, E-X-T-R-I-N, gamma cyclodextrin. When you complex it to a substance, and this will vary. When you complex it to a substance, it depends on the substance, the molecule size of the substance, and how much can be complex to it. So not everyone will be absorbed the same. No other substance. If you use berberine, or if you use, well, let's see, red ginseng, or CoQ10, berberine is absorbed 9 times. CoQ10 is absorbed 8 times. And the red ginseng is absorbed about 4 times greater. But it does enhance every substance that is complex to the gamma cyclodextrin. There are many good studies. Has a greater effect on the ability to enhance cancer therapy, cancer cell therapy, with drugs. Now, here's a study I ran across. I thought you'd like to listen to this. I thought it was very interesting on how to unclog your nose. You know, people just don't think about taking something internally. You know, some people think beauty comes from all the creams and lotions that we apply topically, but the skin actually is nourished from within. It's either hydrated or the reduction of wrinkles or the prevention of wrinkles. All these beauty tips actually are more effective by taking well-known, scientifically studied products internally, not topically. And the same for if your nose is clogged. Are you congested? Well, here's a product that really, really works for those that have congestion, nasal congestion, or coughing, or lung or bronchitis. And it will eliminate mucus and congestion with 2 very effective essential oils of eucalyptus and myrtle. Now, these are taken internally. They're in soft gel capsules. And they reduce inflammation in the sinus cavities. It helps to reactivate the little hair-like projections that are inside the sinuses and the nose. They're like little hair-like growths, and they wave. It's like walking through a field of wheat and see all the grains of all the wheat flowing in the wind. Well, this fluttering projections inside the sinus and the nose has the ability to push mucus and foreign particles out of the congested area. It thins the mucus, so it drains more easily. And it also has direct antiviral and antibacterial effects to treat the underlying causes of respiratory congestion. So if you're dealing with sinuses, sinus congestion, sinus infection, bronchitis, COPD, all of those conditions affecting the lungs or the sinuses. And it works very quickly. Usually about 320 milligrams of the combination of myrtle and eucalyptus up to three times daily. This is a very good combination for your lungs, bronchitis, and congestion. So berberine is a wonderful herb for your blood sugar level, for your high blood pressure, for your triglycerides, and just a kind of a summary for you. And then you have the combination of eucalyptus and myrtle for any lung problems, bronchitis, sinusitis, COPD, asthma, coughing. Now, you all know how much I love olive oil. In fact, a very dear friend who knows how much I study and research olive oil. And everywhere we go, I am looking for that country's olive oil to explore it. I'm setting up a trip right now to go to Morocco, to Marrakesh, Casablanca. And Morocco makes some of the best oils in the world. They don't produce as much oil, but they do produce a good quality oil. Spain produces the most oil of any country in the world. And most of the oil coming out of Italy actually is bought from Spain and sold under the Italian label. Greece actually is about the third highest producer of olive oil. And the best olive oil in Greece comes from Carrefour. Very, very high quality, high levels of polyphenols. But everyone needs more than just olive oil. Why? Well, you can reduce the risk of cancer. Now, let me say that. You can reduce the risk of cancer by consuming olive oil. Researchers reviewed almost 4,000 human studies. Studies, 4,000 studies. Not people, but studies on olive oil and the reduction of cancer risk. Selecting 46 for more in-depth data analysis, 46 studies. These studies include breast, colon, pancreatic, gastrointestinal, lung, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. The results. Versus the lowest intake of olive oil to those with the highest level of olive oil. And those with the highest level of olive oil had a 31% reduction developing any kind of cancer. So the risk of having cancer is 31% less when you consume large quantities of olive oil. A third. 31%. Olive oil is an anti-inflammatory and a very powerful antioxidant. Olive oil contains a compound called oleocanthal that can kill cancerous cells but does no harm to your healthy cells. Olive oil is very powerful As I mentioned, in the Mediterranean countries, they have less cancer, less heart disease, less high blood pressure, less sugar problems. And as Mary Flynn said, who's an associate professor at Boston University, after 30 years of research, her personal research on olive oil, she said it is the one and only one food that has the greatest ability to prevent and reduce all of our chronic diseases today. No, that's a pretty big statement of a scientist after 30 years of research on olive oil. I highly recommend consuming olive oil daily. Now, this is one of your best medicines you could possibly ever get. But make sure you get a good quality of olive oil. And the olive oil should have a bite. By that, I mean when you drink it or consume a tablespoon or two, it's going to have a spicy, peppery taste in the back of your throat. And that is from the compound called oleocanthal. Oleocanthal has the same effect as ibuprofen, as an anti-inflammatory, pain reliever, and as a very powerful antioxidant. So if you get an olive oil that has no flavor or a very smooth, buttery flavor, it's okay, but it's not the best. You want at least extra virgin olive oil. Now, some extra virgin olive oil does not have a high concentration of polyphenols. So look for one that has a very high level of polyphenols. Olive oil will give you so many rewards over the time. Now, here are some olive oils that I use and that I recommend. The one I use consistently is called Kyord. K-Y-O-O-R-D. This is one of the highest concentrations of the polyphenols found in olive oil. It's Greek. The best Greek olive oil I've ever come across. The next one is called the Governor. Very high premium extra virgin olive oil. First cold pressing, also Greek. Now, these are relatively expensive because it takes more olives to produce the premium, high concentrated polyphenol olive oil. You have to start in the beginning of the year, the season for harvesting olives, and they're unripe. So these two are very expensive. I look at them as medicines. So I don't mind paying the price. But then another one is called L like love or Leonard. U-C-I-N-I, Lucchini. This is an everyday organic extra virgin olive oil, first cold pressed Italian olive oil. I find it to be very, very effective and at a more reasonable price for the effectiveness. Then the other one is called the Desert Miracle Extra Virgin Olive Oil. And the other one is called Sol Chi Sorge, extra virgin olive oil, very rich in polyphenols. And there are others too, as well, that are very high in polyphenols. I'll mention those later at a different date as I proceed more with testing of the olive oils. But this gives you some very high priced, very expensive high quality medicines. So, you know, I don't mind paying for medicines when they're safe, effective, give you tremendous results. And there have been thousands and thousands and thousands of studies on olive oil. And it is the number one ingredient that proves the Mediterranean diet is superior. And if you're looking for just a on the store shelf anywhere, you probably want to get the Lucchini. That's L-U-C-I-N-I. So look for these olive oils to give you better health. And you can guarantee that. Now here's a miracle brain booster called BDNF. And what does that mean? Well, that means brain derived neurotrophic factor. And it is a substance found in the brain that helps keep memory, mood, and mental function sharp. It is so important for brain cell growth and repair. It has been called Miracle-Gro for the brain. They actually refer to it as Miracle-Gro. Not for your flowers, for your brain. BDNF. The levels begin to decline as we age. Low BDNF levels have been associated with depression and other mental disorders. Research shows that curcumin BCM95, significantly increases BDNF. A clinical study from year 2020 reports that curcumin more than doubled the levels of BDNF in older women's brains. In research looking at the nutrients with the ability to increase the BDNF levels, scientists rated plant polyphenols, including those from curcumin, green tea, propolis, grapeseed extract, and apple extract, as having the best ability to raise BDNF levels. So take a combination of these polyphenols that I mentioned, curcumin, green tea extract, apple extract, propolis, curcumin. These all contain a minimum of 250 milligrams of polyphenols at least once daily. Now, if you want a powerful effect, you could take four times that. Experts believe that we should be getting about 1,000 milligrams of polyphenols daily. 250 milligrams daily. Polyphenols, this is something you're going to hear about more and more and more because they have studied it extensively and they found that it has such an effect on every condition in our body. Well, that, my friends, I'm at the end of my hour, but I'll be back. Back tomorrow, Sunday, 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I'll be back every week thereafter. So tell your friends, families, and relatives where you can find the best nutrition news anywhere. Say a prayer for this great world. Say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world, I should say. And say, God bless you and God bless this great country.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Reishi Tea, an independently owned